Is there anyone there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. I'm conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random and will not be collecting any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me your age?
75.
And what is your gender?
Female.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substance. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Here's the first one. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
At what age?
Pardon?
Are you saying like 13-year-olds or 18-year-olds?
Teens. Teens are considered
teens.
People that are still in high school, junior high, elementary. Yes,
I would say probably every 2 weeks or so. I think there's a lot more of it than parents would like to admit.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form like pot, weed, hash, or oil?
I would say there's probably some. I don't know how much.
Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once a month, once or twice a year, tried it once or twice, or never?
I'm not sure. I think I'd say once or twice a month.
Okay. And how
often the one after that one?
I have tried it once or twice, or once or twice a year, or once a month.
Let's go with once or twice a year. I think there's curiosity, but I don't think there's consistent use.
And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Way too often.
Okay.
I had a fourth grade grandson a couple of years ago that said when he went to use the boys' bathroom, there were fourth graders vaping.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance used in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. And if you do not agree or disagree, just let me know for each statement. And I will also ask your opinion about what most adults in your community think. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give me your best guess. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Well, definitely.
Strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Oh, strongly. I agree.
Okay. The other one says, most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Well, strongly, I agree.
Okay. The other
because
one
you're
says...
Not, you're saying if it's for medicinal reasons, it's okay, but otherwise, no.
What I'm saying is parents should not let teens use marijuana. That's it.
As long as it's not for medical reasons, then yes, I agree.
Okay. The following says parents should not let teens vapor use e-cigarettes?
No, they should never use those. I strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. The following says, most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
I totally agree. I'm finding that there's a line through this where you're equating vaping with marijuana, and there are times when certain products are, you know, they can be beneficial for medical reasons. But I don't think that vaping was a very poor idea at any time.
The following says, parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
True.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I agree.
My community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I agree.
I believe adults who supply vaping products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, I agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Excuse me, what was that?
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I strongly agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Oh, I totally agree, yes.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I agree.
And thank you so much for your patience. We're starting to wrap this up. Now I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you think, do I apologize, how often do you drink alcohol such as wine, beer, or liquor?
Oh, maybe twice a month.
Okay.
And I'm a one or two drink person. I very rarely drink a lot. You know, I mean, yeah, it's seldom.
And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form? Other than
never
medical.
Have.
Okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never. Never.
And I just have a final question for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or material that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Oh,
which say
really
every
don't
day.
Know.
Okay, that's no problem.
The thing is, I don't have any children. I've got preteens, and, you know, I'm not that familiar with what the teenagers in the high school are doing nowadays.
And how would you best describe yourself? A white, Hispanic, or Latino? A black, African American, Asian?
I'm white, Angles. I'm German Russian.
Okay. And my last question, as a token of our appreciation, the Raising Rebels Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. UC Hope, DGF Activities Department.
DGF.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great evening. Thank you again.
You too. Yep.